Money Matters. Turn up your speakers for the Listen Money Matters podcast, helping you invest smarter than Martha Stewart. And now, here are your hosts, Matt and Andrew. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Listen Money Matters. I am Matt, and I'm here with Andrew. Andrew, how are you?
Excellent, dude. How are you?
I'm good. I'm drinking. What are you drinking? I want to know what you're drinking first.
I am drinking another Magic Hat Stout Heart of Darkness.
Where do you buy your stuff at? You have like a local bottle shop?
Yeah, it's like this place down the street, and they just have like random awesome brews.
Like, do you build your own six pack, or do you like?
No, dude. I asked them, and they said no, and I'm pissed because I could do that at Duane Reade, but I have to go to fucking New York for that. Like, so it's like I have to travel, carry that shit on the path, and
yeah, no, I don't know what any of that means. I live in South Jersey, so to me, it's like I get on the horse and buggy, I go down to the local watering hole, I pick up my six pack, and I come home. That's how we do it here.
And you buy it from like the Amish folk?
Yeah, the Amish folk. Yeah, no. I have a really good liquor store down the street from me. They have like a cigar humidor in there, and what? A cheese selection, and coffee, and yeah, it's crazy. They have like every friggin' wine and scotch and beer, and you can make your own six packs. You can walk in and buy like cases. Everything they have cold is like semi decent. Like it's not like just cases of Coors. It's like some good shit. So
sounds legit.
Yeah, no, it's the shit, and it's like down the street. I could almost walk there, but I'm drinking Old Stitch Brown Ale from Colonial Williamsburg. I am done the six pack, so you will not be hearing any Colonial Williamsburg beers from here on out.
I was going to say, it's almost like an advertisement for them.
Yeah, from Colonial Williamsburg.
Every episode, yeah.
No, this is the last. That smells good. This is the last one. But so I want to talk today about we answered Carlson's question a couple episodes ago about, and we changed his life, about how he had this 2-year plan and what have you. And he called me. And he wanted to know, like, what the next steps were. Like, he's like, all right, I've made the decision. I am not going to – I'm going to stop overpaying on my mortgage. He was overpaying on his car, too, he told me.
All right, so –
so maybe we should talk about that a little bit. So what I want to talk about in this episode is, like, the beginner's guide and mainly, like, an actionable step-by-step guide – for someone who has never opened up an investment account before or invested in index funds or life cycle funds or stocks or bonds or any of that shit. Like I want to talk to the person who has never opened an account. We need to know what account to open, what kind of account, like where to go, what to buy, how much shit costs, like all this like stuff. And I want to talk about all that. But yeah, he told me that he was overpaying on his car. Now, he has a very, very nice car.
So this is like actually a really easy conversation.
Okay, but because, I want to mention this car real quick.
Wait.
He has it's my favorite car of like everyone I've ever met. It's a Jeep Grand Cherokee Outback something something.
Steakhouse.
Something like that. It's friggin' amazing. It's the best car. I'm gonna be in it on Saturday. I can't wait. But regardless, he overpays on it, but he has done that with every car he's ever owned. He pays off his cars in like 2.5 to 3 years.
All right, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, I
was gonna lambast him like hardcore, and I still am. But
all right, lambast, is that a thing? Lambast.
I'm gonna lambast the
lambast him.
All right, cars are a terrible investment, like just terrible. Especially new cars.
Unless you got to get somewhere.
And then to buy more car than you can afford and take a loan on it is just loan out on is like, if we're talking about building wealth here, that is like the complete opposite. That's like dumb.
That's pretty dumb. This beer is excellent. It tastes like coffee. Sorry. For a brown ale, I did not expect it to taste like coffee. But continue. I understand.
I mean, that's like the gist of it. Like, yeah. I feel like unless you can buy in cash – right? So you're going to save up to get your new car, right? You're not just going to get it because like it's just time to do it and because you want it. You got to save up like anything else and get it without a loan. Or you can't afford it, or you're so rich that then you just take like a lease out.
All right, city boy. First of all, I want to introduce you to the real world where, you know, when I said I could walk to that liquor store, yes, it would take me 8 days to get there, but I could walk to it. I'm fucking driving there.
All right, dude. So I do have a car. It's at my parents' house. It's a 94 Saturn SL1 family sedan.
Oh, nice, dude. Nice.
Yeah, dude. That it is ridiculous.
Do you have rims on it yet or no? Have you not invested in that yet?
No, dude. Like, I try to stick. Like, the manual says that the car should always remain at least 95% plastic.
Mm.
So I try and.
That's how you know it's a good car.
Yeah. You know, when the dashboard melts in the heat.
Yeah. Shit, oh, yeah. It has that cool effect. So, I mean, you tripped it out. So. What I'm saying is, I fucking need a car, dude. I am not walking. I don't live that close to many things.
All right, dude. Well, they're cheap Honda Civics. You could.
That's what I have. I have a Honda Civic.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, dude.
But I can't pay for that.
Or even your Jeep Wrangler Outback Steakhouse shit. You could still get it. Just have to be like the 2020
Outback Summit. I just remember what it was. Outback Summit. But I can't buy a car in cash. That's not never gonna happen. Even if I did buy a car in cash, I would never, because if it's a terrible investment, why would I save up money to buy a car? Why don't I just take out a loan?
Because it's more expensive when you take out a loan.
Sure. Yeah. But
so if you were going, so let me ask you this.
Yeah.
There are two 2005 Civic Outback Steakhouses,
sure,
right on the lot. Two of them.
Yeah.
Right?
Two.
One of them costs $10,000. And then they both have $100,000 miles. They're owned by the same dude. Exactly the same car.
Got it.
One was $10,000 and one was $15,000. Which one would you buy?
The $10,000 one, but I would take a loan out to buy it.
So you'd actually buy the $15,000 one is what you're telling me.
I know what you're saying.
Is like, it's the exact same shit, and it is still a terrible investment, but you're going to pay more for it. It's a terrible investment at the actual price that you would buy it for. It just makes it a worse. So, you know, look.
I get
maybe
it.
You don't deserve the 2013 model or whatever. Maybe you only deserve the 2009 model. You know, boo-hoo. Maybe when you're a little older and you save and get, you know, all the Outback Steakhouses.
I don't want to talk about this anymore because you're making me angry. Right.
that's part of my job.
I know it is. But that's, I want...
It's but, part of my WAD.
But what would Andrew do, by the way? That's what it means. So to get on what we really want to talk about is, I'm a guy who has never invested my money into anything besides maybe I had a Roth IRA, 401k, not a Roth IRA, a 401k with my job. That's about as far as I went with investing, right? But now, because of Carlson and his question, we kind of said to him, you know, stop overpaying on your mortgage, stop overpaying on your car, and instead take that money and invest it. And he's like, great, perfect. That makes so much sense to me because I can actually make money for me while, and then when I need it, I can take it out and use it. But the question he has is, well, okay, great. Where do I start? Like, all right, so now he's got 10 grand in cash, mm-hmm. and he's got it in a savings account. And you don't have to have 10 grand. Maybe you just have 1 grand, and it's sitting in a 1% online savings account or a 0.5% savings account at your local bank. Okay, that is just sitting there collecting 5 cents, you know, every month. It's nothing. So what is the next step for somebody to go from a online savings account or a savings account at the local bank to opening up an investment account and investing it into something? So I want to ask, where should I begin?
So I think that, like, first you got to answer a couple questions
I will answer them. Go ahead.
Okay. So would you like to contribute frequently?
Yes.
You know, like maybe every paycheck.
Yes. I'm going to contribute to it just like I contribute to my savings account.
All right. Cool. Might you want to access it in the short term?
Yes.
Okay. And how willing are you on a scale of 1 to 10 to manage this account?
I don't want to manage the account.
All right. So if that's the case, I think you should actually...
I want the easiest way to do this. So, yeah, if I have to check this account every day, I mean, I could be that guy, but I, and I'm sure maybe there are people out there that want to do that, but I don't. Like, I want to be able to just easily get started. And maybe it's not the way you continue. Let's talk about getting started.
So getting started, like, look, if you were investing in a more advanced account, which we'll talk about, there are transaction fees, mm-hmm. but there's a, you know, every time you buy and you sell
a stock,
stock or a bond or a fund or like anything,
okay.
they charge you a fee, okay. right? But for a beginner who wants to contribute just like a savings account and wants access to the money just like a savings account, you know, doesn't want to pay a lot of fees, stuff like that, Betterment is an awesome, awesome choice. And I'll tell you why. So,
go for it. First of all, what is Betterment? And
right. Huh.
Well, I was going to say, how do you access it? Or what is it? Just tell me what it is.
Yeah, so Betterment is basically an investment tool that they give you the option of like a sliding scale risk. So you want like no risk, or you want a lot of risk, or whatever. You just slide the scale, and they invest the money behind the scenes for you. Their fee for very little amount of money, I think it's up to $5K, and then you pay less fees. It's only 0.35%, which is very low. And the great thing is they can auto withdraw money, and they invest it all behind the scenes, so it literally looks like a savings account. Your money is there, and when you need it, you just initiate a withdrawal. And
does that cost money to withdraw?
No, they sell all the stuff behind the scenes. It's like completely seamless to you. It's like you moving your money just between one of your existing accounts. So it's like you don't even realize that you're investing it, aside from the fact that your gains are a hell of a lot better than your savings account.
Okay. Does there a limit to, or is there can I start investing with $10?
Yeah, so I think the minimum might be $100.
Okay, so just like opening up a savings account.
Yeah, I mean, and look, like we understand that not everyone has money, but I'm not going to go and tell you that investing $25 is going to be worth anything. You know, maybe you invest $25 every week or every few weeks or whatever, but you know, you should at least wait till you have $100.
I have a question for you then. Mm. This is personal.
Sure.
I have a savings account with Ally. I get paid 0.9% interest. I have about $2,000 in the account.
Mm-hmm.
Should I pull that money out and put it in Betterment?
Yeah, why not?
I mean, I'm asking you, why not?
Okay, to give you, and then this is kind of plays off what we said the last episode. Like, your savings account is 0.9% interest.
Sure.
So, let me get calculator. $2,000 times 0.009. Right? Oh, no. You said it was
0.9.
0.9, yeah. Okay, so 0.9% is actually 0.009.
Sure.
So when I multiply that, that means your $2,000 makes you $18 every year, roughly. Right? So you can't even get two cheesesteaks with it.
You can't even buy a CD at Sam Goody with that money.
Seriously. And I didn't even know Sam Goody still exists.
It doesn't. I was using a price point from my past.
Okay, yeah. So you can't. And first of all, what's a CD?
A compact disc.
for the kids. Who?
It's like an MP3 player, but you don't have to put anything into it. That doesn't make any sense.
No, it's like an MP3 player, but it's bigger. You have to put shit into it, and it only stores 12 songs, if you're lucky.
Nice.
It's advanced. So anyways, so you basically make nothing. But if you had put your money into Betterment in January 1st of this year, mm-hmm. so say you just had put $2,000, and this year the market is doing very good. Mm-hmm. It's up 33%, roughly. So if your $2,000, and the year's not over, I mean, we're a month away, but times 0.33, you would have made $660.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah, off of your $2,000. So you could have, like, I mean, no, I was like, you could have made like 33%. Yeah. So, but, and not every year is like this, but when you average out everything, including market crashes, great years like this, you should expect somewhere between 5 and 8%. Probably 7% is more likely.
So what's 7% of 2,000?
So 2,000 times 0.07 is $140.
So instead of making $18 with my Ally savings account, I could potentially make 140 with just having a Betterment account. Now, this is now, I want to, hold up.
Or like 777 times more money.
Oh, that's yeah. That's,
I mean, 777% more, or like seven times more money.
But yeah, I was going to say.
So a lot more money, whatever. All just right. Ignore I said any of that.
Yeah, yeah, thanks, mathematician. So there's no penalty for me to, like, withdraw money early.
You could be withdrawing and depositing every week. You could literally take your $2,000 and deposit it on Monday.
And then take it out on Friday.
And then just rinse and repeat. I mean, if you're like a psycho, you could just do this. And of course, you miss gains. Well, there's no gains on the weekend because the market's closed. Mm-hmm. But, all
right.
Yeah. So, I mean, the only catch is actually it takes a few days. It may take like 3 or 4 days to get your money.
Sure, just like any online savings account.
Yeah, between financial institutions, it's a normal thing.
Cool. I like that.
Yeah, so that's pretty awesome. And that's, look, I think that if you have like below $10,000, you know, I think it's awesome. I personally invest right now. I have the Betterment experiment going. So I have, I think it's like 2,500 in there now, but at the end of the year it'll be like 13 something, because I just want to show people, like, with my own money how effing awesome it is.
So if, all right, so that's one way, right? That's like the easy, would you say that's the easiest way to start investing?
100% the easiest way to start investing. And I think it's also, even if you have more than 10,000, it's like the, I don't fucking care to manage this stuff. Let them do it. And the fee is so low, you just put it in there. You know, it's just easy. And it, yeah.
All that's right.
Awesome.
So if you are listening and you want to sign up for Betterment and you want to get started, I suggest you can just find it by going to listenmoneymatters.com/Betterment. And it's BETTERMENT. So Betterment. Like you were,
and you know what I actually recommend? Huh. I recommend you going to Listen Money Matters, and it's like our best of posts. There's the Betterment experiment, and I detail out the whole site. I show, you know, I talk about the sliding scale of risk, the screenshots, blah blah blah.
All right,
go read it. It, you know, it'll give you more details. Very helpful. But all right. Now let's move on.
Yeah, so let's say they don't want to use Betterment. Let's say we want to get a little bit more advanced and they want to control what they buy, and they want to buy, you mentioned Vanguard funds in a previous episode, or they want to buy this. They want to buy stock in Apple or Google or something. You know, if they're feeling they're feeling froggy, you know, they want to do something. What account do you recommend someone set up?
So personally, I use Fidelity. Although in the past I've used Schwab, E-Trade, and they're pretty much all the same. You know, some have other features, or they'll give you a check card or whatever. But basically, it's just a tool or like a platform for you to buy and sell these things.
All right, but don't these facilities or these websites have multiple kinds of accounts you can open?
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about a brokerage account here.
You're in a brokerage account.
Yes. I'm sorry. So, yeah, you're going to want to open a brokerage account.
Got it.
E-Trade, Schwab, Fidelity, it's your personal preference.
Do you know who has the best fees?
I think E-Trade has the lowest.
Because I know when I started, I got a share builder account, and at that point, I think it was like $4.95 per transaction or $14.95 per transaction.
That's actually really good. And I wonder, do they require that you have a checking account to get that deal?
You mean with them?
Yeah, because I mean that's pretty awesome. I actually want to check.
You know, at the time they may have. I'm just gonna look. They can. It's $6.95 for online trades.
Wow. So E-Trade is $9.99. Well, I mean, we'll literally decide right now where it's at.
Which one's the best?
I'm checking out Schwab. Bah, bah, bah. They don't have it on their front page.
If I'm looking at accounts, they have. Let's see. I mean, so you want to open up a brokerage account or any account with ShareBuilder, I guess, is considered an account that you can start trading with. That's the whole reason why they exist. I'm sure the E-Trade is the same way. So, they said no strings attached, online trades for just $6.95. Get $100 with a $5,000 deposit. So that's not bad.
Huh.
So they can...
It's $8.95 with Schwab, so a dollar cheaper than E-Trade, but neither of them are as good as ShareBuilder.
Okay, so what about Fidelity? You know Fidelity's sitting at?
Fidelity. You know, I should know. I did this last week. Let's see.
Da-da-da. So what I'm saying is I have a ShareBuilder account, and I opened up an account. I bought Sirius Satellite Radio when Howard Stern moved over because I was told by a guy who was in the stocks, how can it lose? I mean, Howard Stern's going over. Well, it fucking lost, and it lost a lot. So, I sort of sold it and moved over to Pandora, and they're like, well, Pandora does great. How could it do any worse? It did. It sucked balls. It dropped. So I was like, okay. Clearly, I don't
it's
know
what it's doing great now. You waited too long. I mean,
yeah, well, you know.
By the way, Fidelity is $7.95. So it's actually cheaper than the other two.
Still not as cheap as ShareBuilder.
They might have a higher requirement to put money in or something. Okay. I don't know.
But you use Fidelity, I use ShareBuilder, Tomato Tomato.
If we're going for lowest fees and really they're all the same shit, so I just say go with ShareBuilder then.
Okay. It makes sense. So yeah, you start a ShareBuilder account, you just go to open an account. You only have one option. You can start an individual account, a joint account, you can start which is general investing. You can start a retirement account or for a child. So in this case, I'm saying start an individual account, invest for yourself, boom, get it started, throw it out there. I mean,
it probably takes 15 minutes to create your ShareBuilder.
Yeah, and you might have to put some money in the account and they check it. You know, they drop a couple cents in your account and you have to verify or whatever.
That's true.
Whatever. It takes a couple days. Sure. And then once you're up, I mean, for me, it was as easy as I wanted to buy stock in Sirius. So I found the Sirius ticker number and I went buy and I bought as much as I could afford at the time. And I sat on it for 5 or 6 years, I think, and it just tanked. I think I bought it at like $16, and it never went above $6 after that.
Damn.
Yeah, it sucked. So you will lose your money if you invest.
I'm starting to feel like that whenever you're about to do something, you just do the opposite of what your gut tells you.
Do you know what I did, though? That was kind of smart, but also didn't really benefit me too much, and I only did it with $100, but I bought – As soon as the housing market crashed, I bought money in Move Inc., which is they own Rent.com and Apartment Finder and like those kinds of sites. Because I figured rent was probably going to go up.
Yeah,
but they didn't really make. I mean, they did a little bit. They were always positive. They were always like, I never really lost a shitload of money. I always gained something, but it was very. I mean, for $100, you really are not gaining that much. It's not going to be like, it's not going to blow your socks off.
Yeah.
Or your Birkenstocks. This is just like, it's just, you know.
Your Argyles.
Your Argyles. Yeah, it's not going to blow them off. But I was investing small time. It's no big deal. But the only thing about investing in buying stocks individually is you could lose your money. I mean, you could buy Apple today and tomorrow Apple, you know, comes out and they, you know, they're the most racist company in the planet and all of a sudden their stocks drop and you're like, well, shit.
Well, have you heard what they say about the peaches and the oranges? I mean,
yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. You know, that was just a terrible joke.
Okay. So I thought, I'm like, what do they say?
Let's stop and just contemplate on it. And
I was going to say, what do they say?
Now we can move on.
Yeah. All right. All right. So that's what I would say. Right. So just start an account. It's like easy. You don't have to. It's not really that. You know what? To be quite honest, I don't even think. Well, before I say, I don't even think. I don't even know if you have to have a certain amount of money, but I would say at least have like $100 or something.
Yeah, I mean, so here's the thing. when you're investing with your brokerage, so say you're using ShareBuilder, and it's what you said it was like $4.99.
No, $6.95.
$6.95. So if it's $6.95, then
no matter what, if you buy 100 stocks of Apple, it costs $6.95.
Right.
But you have to buy it all at once. If you buy a stock a day.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, you might want to, like,
for a share a day,
think and, like, maybe build a little bit more. Like, you know, you could invest $100, but then you're paying almost 7% of your money in fees. But if you was $200, it'd be like 3%. So,
sure.
So if you wait to 1,000, the fee's minuscule, and you know.
Now, do you know by just having an account with them if you're getting any interest or no? It's probably nothing, right?
So with Fidelity, I'm sure with ShareBuilder, you keep it there, and if it's uninvested, they probably put it in a money market, and you get like a few percentage points a year, like a savings account, basically.
Okay, so there is something just by having the account.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. So great. So you open your ShareBuilder account, you set it all up, they deposited 8 cents, and you confirm that you're, you know, a person and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. Now it's like, what do you put your money in?
Yeah. Right.
Now, if we were preaching get rich quick, which I don't think exists, I might tell you to go like penny stocks but really I think you should go like least risk, least effort, and least fees.
Which would be?
Something in Vanguard, and I have some specifics. I'm prepared this time.
All right, hit me.
So I think a great starter fund for people who want to start with $1,000.
Okay.
And I really am not so sure that you should even go this route if you have less than $1,000. If you have less than $1,000, you should definitely go with Betterment. But if you have $1,000, you should go into Vanguard's Target Retirement Funds. And it'll say like Target Retirement 2045 or Target Retirement 2060. And it's basically a year when you would like to retire.
Yeah.
And what they do is they kind of start out. So say you had like 2060, right? That's like so far into the future. It starts really aggressive. And as it gets closer to 2060, it tapers off to be less and less risk.
And how does it do that?
They just change the composition of the fund over time. So
maybe by investing in more bonds rather than stocks?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
Maybe more dividend stocks that aren't growing as fast or, you know. And if any of them, if you click on them through the Vanguard website, they'll tell you what they're actually invested in.
Oh, so you can see what the stock is made of or the fund is made up of.
Exactly.
Cool. Yeah. So let me ask, can you buy this Vanguard fund for $1,000? You pay the $6.95 transaction fee to buy it, right? Mm-hmm. And then a week later you're like, nah, fuck it, I don't want to do it anymore. Can you sell it, get your money back, and then pay another $6.95 and then that's it?
Yes, yeah. So I mean, you pay another $6.95. You may have a loss or whatever.
Whatever.
Or a gain. Yeah.
If you have a gain of more than $6.95, okay. You didn't. Maybe you won a dollar.
Well, I mean, the government also takes a cut.
Oh, explain that then.
Yeah. So the government's going to take 15%
of your earnings, correct?
Yeah, and actually, I think they changed it to 15. Let me just double check.
But, so
whatever you gain, but this is with Betterment. This is with anything.
So if you gain a dollar,
investment gain.
If you gain a dollar, they're taking 15 cents.
Yeah.
Huh. And how? And when? And when? And where do they take that? At the end of the year in your taxes?
Yeah. At the end of the year.
Okay.
Yeah. And I mean, there's all ways to kind of beat it, like retirement accounts, like we were talking about in the previous podcast. But it's pretty much something that you're not going to get around. It is what it is.
So to go back to Carlson's thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
He has his 2-year plan, and he's going to take the money that he would have put it towards his house and his car, and he's going to invest it in. He's going to start an investment account, either with Betterment or ShareBuilder or whoever, and he's going to invest in either index funds or whatever Betterment does. But when at the end of those 2 years, when he's ready to sell his house, he's going to take that money out, right? Mm-hmm. And whatever he made, he's got to pay 15%. So he should put, he should stash aside 15% of the, whatever that, whatever he earned from those 2 years.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. That's a good tip. We probably should have said that in the last episode. I don't know why I just went into this voice.
Yeah, I guess I didn't even think of it. Well, because the thing is, I usually don't sell, you know, because...
Yeah.
You know.
When can you... Well, is there any way to avoid that 15%?
Yeah, take a loss.
So wait, at the end, like when it's 2060 and you go to sell, you still got to pay 15% on all your, of all your gains?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're not getting away.
No, you're not getting away unless you put into a 401k.
Well, now we're talking.
Traditional 401k.
Yeah, we discussed last episode. But then you're just reinvesting again. You can't touch it.
See, that's the thing. And so now you can't touch it to 59.5. But when your 401k is like $2 million because you diligently contributed to it, you're saving a lot of money.
Got it.
Right? So it's pretty awesome. But, you know, if you were like, oh, I'm a cowboy, I'm going to do it myself, and I need it because whatever. And I mean, you need to have some accessible money, right? Dude. And then it grows to $2 million. That's a hell of a lot of money to give to Uncle Sam for being smart.
15% sounds like a lot.
You know, it's the lowest tax that exists, but it is still a lot when you're talking about big amounts of money. I mean, it's just a lot anyways.
Yeah, I mean, but it's still, it's a lot. So if Carlson adds this money in, and I think I'm repeating myself, he adds this money in, he takes this money out in 2 years to, like, put it towards his house, he should plan to only take out 85%, or he should plan that he's only going to get 85% of whatever money he gained. And it's not the whole amount. So if he puts in 40 grand and makes 10 grand and now he has 50 grand, it's only 15% of that 10 grand.
Exactly.
Got it. So that's not too bad.
No, it's not that bad because you know what? He made 10 grand in whatever time. He definitely would have made that in the savings account. And he
definitely would have made it.
Still pay tax on interest in savings accounts anyways.
Yeah. And oh, really?
Yeah, it's not as much. I don't remember exactly.
And he definitely wouldn't make that money. He definitely wouldn't make that money if he were just overpaying on his mortgage. He would just be giving that money to the banks.
Yeah, definitely.
In interest. Okay. Well, that's good information. So I think to wrap things up, if you are super lazy, if you are like if you want to get started in investment, but like really don't give a shit about, you know, what to invest in, you don't want to keep track, you don't want to have to deal with all this nonsense, Betterment, right? And yeah. If you have under $1,000, but you're just looking to like start, you know, just get your feet wet, if you will. Betterment, which you can go to, and please do go to listenmoneymatters.com/betterment. By going to that link, it helps us to bring you the show. So listenmoneymatters.com/betterment. That would be super helpful. If you want to be a little bit more involved and you want to be able to grow your account and start to, you know, at least as a starter account, and then maybe work your way up into learning a little bit more about, you know, what and diversifying and doing those sorts of things, start an investment account with either Share Builder, which is what I use, and not really anymore, but Fidelity is another one that's good. E-Trade, any one of these Schwab companies.
Yeah,
whichever one we'll find the best.
Links to all of them in the show notes.
Yeah.
Check them out. It might just come down to interface because we're talking about dollars.
Yeah, right? Or it could come down to price, which to me, that's what I will – when I first started, I looked for who had the cheapest trade price. Who had the cheapest, you know, because I was planning on trading and being a day trader and doing all this cool shit. So I just wanted the cheapest price, and of course I never amounted to anything like that. But yeah, so I would just go open up an investment account and start putting money into it and then start buying shit, like buy a Vanguard index fund, if you want to buy stocks in Apple, go ahead. I mean, you have stocks in Apple, don't you?
Yeah.
If you want to buy stocks in Google or some biotech companies or, you know, do your research. And I mean, we're just talking about getting started, but to get started, open up a general investing account, or what you say is a brokerage account, if they use different terminology on different websites.
Correct.
Excellent. And to leave off, I want to thank everyone for listening to the podcast, because both Andrew and I really appreciate the love and support that we're getting, because this is kind of new for us, right? And
yeah.
This is fun. These are great. Because these are so...
Dude, yeah, it's a lot of fun. Yeah.
They're a lot of fun to create. We want to keep doing it. We want to answer your questions. So please leave us a review in iTunes. And also, if you have a question, the best way to reach us is through iTunes. So go on iTunes, subscribe to our podcast, download a couple of episodes. I'm sorry, but Andrew just showed me his ring pop that he wanted to eat on this episode, and I told him that no, it would sound like he was sucking somebody off in our episode. So I told him not to. I told him to save the ring pop till afterwards. So he's ready to stick that in his mouth. Oh, all right. So yeah, leave us a review on iTunes. Leave us a review on iTunes. Ask a question with the review on iTunes. That's fine too. Leave us 5 stars, of course. If you have any negative feedback, leave us that too. And we're here to help. And I just want to say thank you, Andrew. And I know we're doing 2 episodes tonight, but have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too, man.
All right, buddy. Take it easy.
Later.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the show and would like to hear more, subscribe to the Listen Money Matters podcast and leave a positive review on iTunes. For more information, visit listenmoneymatters.com. Peach out, home slice.